I am Captain Appropriate Fear.
I'm Batman.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Game 4 tonight at Chase Center, 7 o'clock. You can get it all right here on 95.7 The Game.
We'll be fine.
I don't want the season over, Steiny. I want it to keep going so we can have a damn parade.
Are you still feeling confident that the Warriors, what if the Warriors swept this series? Remember when you said that after game one?
Dude, you are. Had Curry got hurt, had not got hurt, we wouldn't know. But we heard Buddy say, I'm Batman. You know what it's going to take? We need Spider-Man and Aquaman. We need two others to step up tonight. We just do. And Draymond's the number one candidate, and I'll take 18 from Buddy.
What if Draymond's wearing down, which he probably
is? No, I could get that. Man, Steiny, he ain't rebounding. He's probably gassed.
Well, then how are they going to win the series? How are they going to win the next series?
Well, you got to get it to Steph if that's on the table. But forget that. How you win tonight? They ain't been throwing the ball away. Draymond had 5 turnovers. A couple of them are just like, come on.
Let's go to Robin. Robin's in San Francisco.
Yeah, here we go.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, you two.
All right. Miss you.
So here's the deal for me, and I am going to, speak for others, too, but I like to usually speak for myself. Warrior fans, I'm talking to y'all right now. Y'all are so delusional, it makes no sense. They're good enough to make it in the playoff, but they're not good enough to run for a championship. They are not a championship team, and the bench has been pooping them all year, just inconsistent. They don't have a consistent six man, they don't have a consistent shooters. Anyone not named Curry can't shoot a ball. You guys, it was so great to have Jonathan Kuminga show up. So great for his back not to be turned to the play. So great that he made some baskets. So great that people created for him because he doesn't do anything. So, you know, that hope about Kuminga, for me, it's like, let that go. And right now, though, the only saving grace to me for Kuminga is that Pods is the most useless Warrior right now, okay? They won championships because they had a bench. You don't get there without one. And our bench is not good enough. And it's a result of many things. As a result, we became victims of our own success and can't get money. We can't get veterans to come off the bench and be here. It's a myriad of things.
Right.
So this whole thing of living in the past about what we were and you apply it to now is not so. Wake up the bench. They need bench help. And they don't have it because they don't have the quality of players. Anyway, go Warriors. Love you guys.
Thanks, Robin. Appreciate the call.
So I got to go ahead, Steiny.
No, go ahead.
So we had a conversation Friday, and everybody was fuzzy, and I'm a part of it. So I'm still standing on 10 toes. But the way Robin viewed her team and it not being deep in areas, does that fall back on Dunleavy?
Well, again,
or are we finding out just how good the others are, and now maybe you take assessment when it's all said and done?
Keep in mind, the Warriors were trying to improve this team while they cut their payroll. That's just the way it went. They can say whatever they want, but they traded Jordan Poole for an expiring contract.
Wow.
And they felt like they needed to do that because they needed more flexibility, and they'll tell you that it's true. The Butler trade took away some of their depth, and it took away actually a lot of their depth when you consider that it kind of took Kuminga out of the mix. Man. So they had Kyle Anderson, they had Schroeder, they had Waters, they had, who was the other guy? I can't even remember. But at the beginning of the year, they were playing a ton of guys, and everybody thought they were playing too many, and they probably were early, but now they might not have enough to play. Let's go to Marvin in San Francisco. Hey, Marvin. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, guys. I want to throw in a couple of things. First of all, on the Draymond thing, this last game, as soon as Draymond kept going for a couple of minutes, and they let him go on too long all the time, all they had to ever do was tell that guy, you say one word to the referees and you're sitting on the bench for the rest of the quarter. and after a couple of yanks out of the game, he would get it. The only reason we're losing is we're not hitting open shots. I've noticed a new phenomenon, and that is guys beat the outside perimeter defender, and then they go driving into the basket. They have an easy 10-footer without any obstruction. They have a lay-in if they want to go to the basket. Instead, they go all the way through the key and pass it to a guy on the other side to shoot a three, and he's covered. I mean, I don't know what this psychosis is, but they're passing up easy mid-range shots, and they're just desperate to get threes. I think that Steve Kerr needs to talk to the referees about 7 seconds in the key on the part of these guys on these other teams. They set up in the key and wait for the ball. They get the ball. They dance around. And then they go to the basket and get either a basket and then end one. They're in the key for 7 seconds. It's 3 seconds is the rule. We're getting called for stuff that we're not being allowed to play playoff defense. That's nonsense. That stop action decision against Draymond Green proved they're out to get him. That was the most obvious offensive foul I've ever seen in the NBA.
Wow.
He threw his arm out, and they still called Draymond for the foul. I mean, it's ludicrous, and I really hold the Warriors responsible. When they let the league get away with suspending him for a finals game, when he wasn't called for anything, he got stepped over by LeBron, and LeBron never got anything. Okay, and then 3 days after the game, Kiki Vandeweghe's wife talked him into suspending Draymond by declaring what happened a flagrant foul. I mean, the Warriors never defended him. They still don't defend him.
Oh, boy.
And I thought it was the last call on him. He blocked a shot. When we go into the basket, it's always a clean steal and a good block. When every Minnesota guy goes in, that referee over in the corner was calling the whistle every time they drove to the basket, and he couldn't even see half the fouls because there were players between him and where the contact allegedly took place. So all we have to do is hit open shots. I think everybody talking about rosters, we can't do anything about rosters, but these players can stop and hit a mid-range shot.
Well,
and I think Kerr needs to really look in the mirror, not having played Kuminga all this time. The guy goes for 30 points. He's the third leading scorer on the Warriors this year. And here's Kerr not playing him for 2 series. Unbelievable. That's my take. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call.
Man, that was a lot, Stoney, but man.
I think. Look,
Go ahead.
Here's
that charge, Stoney. I just thought that was a charge. Put his hand down.
Well, they went to review.
Yeah.
And New York said it was a block. So, that's just the way that one went. But you know, I think he's absolutely onto something with, what the Timberwolves are doing is, let's say you're Pods, and you beat somebody on the point of attack. Okay, well, Gobert's right in the middle of the lane.
Oh, man.
So he tried to hit a couple floaters. He couldn't make one. He couldn't make a floater. But outside of Pods, who can make that little 15-footer? Not Gary Payton.
Not Moody.
I mean, Kuminga can. Kuminga can make that 15-footer. But what I'm getting at is, you're right. And then Pajemski doesn't take a floater. Now he's in the lane.
I'm seeing it right now.
And again, for the second time or third time, when a player like Jimmy Butler is in the lane or Pods and Gobert's defending him, the Timberwolves are not helping. They're flooding the three-point line at that point.
There's no breakdown at all.
So even if Pods dribbles baseline under the basket. Okay, Gobert's there, but if you look at the other perimeter defenders, they're not sinking in because they trust Gobert enough that he's not going to get used consistently. You may score off him once in a while in there, but you know, Pods is going to have trouble scoring off him. Butler doesn't want to because he makes the shots more difficult, and the rest of the Minnesota Timberwolves have been on the same page in terms of not sinking too much.
They're not even doubling.
They don't have to because Gobert is sitting in the middle of the lane. He just is. Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. You know, waiting. a lot of the callers took some of my takes, but just real quick, I just think the roster construction, you know, it's obvious that it's step above. You can say that about any team. You lose your best player, your chances go down dramatically. So, I mean, if we're not saying anything, that's not breaking news. But I want to ask you guys, what do you think the leash should be for somebody like Potts? Because I think he's not getting enough heat, in my opinion. We've been killing Kuminga and Draymond and Jimmy. But I feel like Paz, who has just been struggling, and I honestly don't know when I watch the game, like, what is it that, like, what's his specialty? Like, what does he do? Like, what is something that warrants him getting over 30 minutes a game? All I hear is, oh, he plays smart, he plays hard. Well, I got to get more than that. I got to get some scoring, some assists, some rebounds. Right now, I just don't see why he has this long leash. Whereas Kuminga in days where he struggles, oh, come on out. Or Moody, hey, he missed two shots in a row, come on out. Pod, just like he can do no wrong. And I'm not saying they're losing because of Pod, but it's just something I don't think is being talked about enough. Like, he's just right now, he's just getting cardio at this point. Like, I don't know what he's bringing to the table. Like, you know, and it's just, you know, going forward with this series and going forward, they need to reassess this roster because for it to be Steph or bust like that, that's not good.
No.
I think not having him, obviously, it makes your chances that much harder. And you think Draymond Green is going to be your second best player. Draymond Green works when you have KD, Clay, and Steph. When he can just be like a fourth, third, or fourth option, then he could be Draymond. But when you're calling, hey, Draymond, we need you.
No,
we need
I'm
you
with
as our
you
second
there.
Best player. That's not him.
No. Mm. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call.
Well, we're not asking him to be him, Stoney. Just contribute. It's hard out here right now. Go ahead on your Pod's take, because all the people that were in the bushes, the jackals that were hating on Pod's, are now coming out in droves. I get it. But how many ball handlers do you have before the inception of Pat Spencer? So let's just start there. But we can't hate. I'm not defending Pods because I'm disappointed, and it's making me think in year two, Steiny, what is he really in the offs if he followed up in regular season? I'm making the differentiation now. Like, oh, because his position's a big deal. But we can't hate on what got him here. He balled out.
He plays too much for the. He plays too much for a really, really good team. He just does. And I completely understand. Kuminga plays a position where they have good players at. Pods plays a position where they don't have good players other than Steph Curry. Do you really want to go with Pat Spencer ahead of Pods? Because I don't know who else can handle the ball as much as Pods in that second unit. Peyton, no chance.
Right.
Buddy, no chance.
Well, I'm with you. But the way this thing is going, let's just say they were guaranteed 8 more playoff games, Donnie. That Pat Spencer question, if Pods doesn't get it fixed, would be something I'd want to see.
Okay, and then think about that for a second.
Because he's not bashful,
the guy,
Pods. He's
think about that. The guy that everybody talks up, Brandon Pajemski, he's losing minutes to Pat Spencer. Like, for all you guys, if that were to happen, for all those people out there, it's like, Pods is really good. Pods, you know, Pat Spencer's now taking his minutes.
Well, the whole point to that would be there's an accountability for because he mentioned leash. But, you know, like I said, who are threats to – hey, I'm rooting for everybody in the Warrior uniform. And, Stoney, I swear to you, man, I'm just having a problem, Moody and Pods in particular, and I get it. Why would you expect the regular season version of those guys to continue? But if it had – or remotely come close on either one, I think we might be up 2-1.
Okay.
But now I'm like, I don't knock, knock. Nobody's answering the door. The stage is too big, and it's okay. But we have no answer.
Draymond Green has not had a good postseason, and Steph Curry has missed the last 3 games and is going to miss the next 2. And we're talking about being pissed off at role players.
I'm not.
Because they can't. I'm just saying.
I can't ignore it, though, Stoney.
To think Pajemski and Moody were going to – I mean
– but it stretches. You'll back me on this just real quick.
They had a couple good games. That's what happens. Pods has had one or two good games in the postseason.
That's what I'm saying. I keep going back to the regular season to where it was stretches, like 10 or 12 games, sometimes 14.
Right,
Moody was, you could rely on. So that's my fault that I'm dealing with it.
But I don't know why you wouldn't, Goo. It's such a truism in the NBA. We all subscribe to it. The playoffs are different. So then when they look different, like, why are we surprised? I don't understand that. It's hard for first-year playoff guys to play well because they've never seen intensity like this with athletes like this, with professionals like this. And the regular season is the regular season.
Yeah, and I'm learning that.
Let's go to Scott in Pleasanton. Hey, Scott. What's going on, man?
Hey, Stay Guru. Thanks for having me on the call. What are we talking about here, right? I mean, come on. We know why they lost that game. It was a tough game. It was a game where it was, you know, Minnesota had to get that game or they were going to be in trouble. And they had a chance down the stretch. They played good defense. And at the end of the day, they didn't, you know, they got out-defended at the end because of Butler, and they defended him well, and he was able to score and drive it through. But let's face the facts. The reason we lost that game is we didn't get anything from Draymond. We didn't get anything from Pods. He was 1-for-10. He missed 0-for-6 from inside the arc, right? That's inefficient. You can't win. Then you look at GP2. He's the key guy off the bench other than Kuminga. He had 2 points on 25 minutes. You can't do that, right? You got two starters who are eating up a lot of minutes. You got 29 and or 39 as well. You got a guy off the bench at 25. They're giving you 2, 5, and 2.
Yep.
That's 9. You're not going to win a playoff game that way. What are we talking about? You don't throw it out the window. Daryl Johnson's got it. If we want to win this game, adverse times brings out greatness. We need Draymond to be the heartbeat. Not necessarily give us 15, 12.
I got
10.
It, man.
He's got to bring the intensity. He's got to be the driver of the tempo of the game, and he's got to bring that to the rest of the group to get the confidence. That's not the Draymond we had in Game 3. That's just the way it works, right? He's got to be there. Daryl's got it. Evan's got it as well. Kerr's relied on his youth. He's tried to rely on his youth. The reason the veterans had to play down the stretch is to get us where we are today. If we didn't have them, we would not be maybe even in a position to make the playoffs.
Yeah,
we had to scratch and claw just to get into the position we are today. So don't throw everything out the window because of the one loss. Adverse times bring out greatness. Jimmy's always going to show up. It's about time. If you're going to be a starter, you're going to play 39 minutes. You've got to be a bigger factor than what Pods has been. He's young. He can come through. I think Draymond's going to bring the intensity during adverse times, understanding the circumstances, and bring home a win. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, Scott. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. I never know what I'm going to do, my body. But I say all the stuff that was bad, they were up 6 in the fourth. So maybe I need to go from there, Steiny. And it's about tonight, Game 4. Try to play that hellified defense that they've been playing to where you've kept yourself in the game and had a lead in the fourth quarter. Duplicate that. Be more efficient offensively. Draymond, smart with the fouls, stays in the game. And maybe one of these guys, whoever it is, Donnie, steps up and hits shots and helps Jimmy and Kuminga. And we go back to Minnie for Wednesday, Game 5 to 2-2. I mean, that's all you can do.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Let me tell you what's going to happen tonight. Pods is playing 30 minutes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? For the people, you need to be yanked out. Like, you don't have that. Well, Pat Spencer's there too, who we like, but you know what I'm saying.
This is Steve Kerr on how Jimmy Butler's feeling after playing 43 minutes.
He was incredible last night. In hindsight, I would have loved to have gotten him a couple more minutes, during the meat of the game, but it's tricky. It's, as I said, without Steph, we're walking a fine line. And so we've got to balance the risk of keeping him off the floor versus the gain of, getting him a little more rest.
Yeah, 43 minutes for Jimmy Butler.
But incredible, Stein, if you're 1-for-8 in the fourth.
What's that?
Is that incredible?
What?
Jimmy was great, but incredible. I think you finished the game, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's 35 years old, and he's going up against a young team with athletes. To me, it stands the reason why he was struggling late. I mean, he kept him in it for three quarters.
And that's what life's about.
Thank you.
It is.
Let's go to Frank in Atlanta. Hey, ATL. Frank, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hope all is well.
Thank you. You too.
I just wanted to say about we're really struggling because of our bench. That's like the other people were calling and saying our bench is not doing well. Like, they're not hitting shots, but we haven't made any adjustments to what Minnesota is doing. We have to get to the point of, like, Pods. Last year, Pods learned from Chris Ball the three dribble, get to the free throw line, one sidestep dribble, 15-foot mid-range jump shot. That same jump shot that kept Chris Paul in the league the last 7 years. That's the shot Podziemski should be shooting now. He shouldn't be 1-for-8 from three-point land. He needs to be 4-of-7 on that shot.
Mm.
That's the shot he needs to be shooting over and over again. The same with J.K. J.K., we have to run some screenaways, so have J.K. set some screens and drive and break off of the screen and cut to the basket and make the Timberwolves defend the basket. Because right now, they're not defending the basket. They're defending the three-point line and the drive to the hoop. They're not defending a 15-foot mid-range jump shot.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right, Frank. The question I have is, if that's not a part of your game, it's not just. And you know what?
Yeah,
that's where they.
Now.
That's right. Where they really miss Curry, because Curry comes off a screen, and if he's got Gobert, he can do some damage against Gobert.
Yeah.
But the other thing Steph does is he's automatic from the mid range when he steps in there. I don't think Moody and Pods aren't great at that shot. And so the Timberwolves will live with 12 to 15 footers all day long from guys like Pods and Moody and Payton. Now, they want to try to keep Butler out of there, but
you got to be open to even attempt that shot, Stoney.
It's a little bit tougher.
You got to have room
for Butler.
Yeah, you got to have room to even pull up on that shot. They are in the Warrior players' space. Minnesota defenders.
Yeah, I do agree with, and we saw a little bit of it when remember when Pods, he's had two plays now where he's gotten a guy on his back and then he's gotten the foul from the guy on his back by going straight up. He did it once to Van Vliet and he got DiVincenzo, I think, either in game two or game three. It's like once you're at that point, raise up and try to nail that elbow jumper, because you dribble, one more step in, and now you got now you got Gobert.
What about the hook shot?
And what happened to the celebration? See, that's why I didn't like it, because you bring it out in the offs. You know, the D-cell, you're clowning around with the regular season, and now
scouting
not gophers, report. You got ophers.
The report's out.
I mean, the Timberwolves continue to do a great job of not going for Butler and Pods' fakes.
Your boy has the real quick. I know we're up against Dante's been. Terrible.
But he hasn't shot well, for sure.
Everything about him.
I love the way he competes, though.
What's that?
We can explore that more on the other side.
Right.
That segment was brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Stop! So what?